David, good morning. Always good to visit with you.
Good morning, Chris. Lots to talk about today.
Indeed. Let's start with Senator Booker, who beat Strom Thurmond's record for the longest floor speech in the Senate history, over 25 hours this week. Curious what you made of that speech from Senator Booker.
Well, it's impressive just in terms of its length and in terms of its stamina. These things do get some notoriety just because, as you said, he beat Strom Thurmond's record. But what I think the most important part of the speech was not about necessarily what he said, but the fact that he chose to do it. I think it gives some energy to Democrats. And if you've been following the polls about the Democratic Party, their numbers have been going down, and a lot of people have been said nobody's standing up and fighting. This might be that one instance of someone who tried in this way to fight.
So what comes of this? Anything?
Well, I think it's the buildup of over time. I think we'll see Saturday there are a series of organized protests against the Trump administration and DOGE. You know, this may give a little bit of energy to that. I'm not one who believes that this is going to completely turn around the Democrats or change the perception of what's going on in Washington, but it's give some energy to the protests on Saturday. And I think as we see other things develop from Washington, we'll see protests increase. So I think it's just a sort of a log in the fire.
Let me ask you about the tariffs that went into effect yesterday from President Trump, who called it Liberation Day. What do you make of these tariffs on all these different industries across our country?
Well, I think it's a huge risk for the Trump administration. I mean, he put large tariffs, 10% across the board, and then some much larger tariffs on specific countries with a few exclusions. You know, this is going to increase costs for American citizens, and the president's taking a risk that in the long run, we'll have a stronger economy because of manufacturing moving back to this country. But, for his own approval ratings and for what Americans pay in the short run, this may be a very difficult time.
And to that end, it feels like one of the things that Mr. Trump was elected on was the economy, and with the cost of living and everything else with inflation, with these tariffs. Should Republicans be concerned with the impact this is going to have down the ballot politically?
Well, I think we've already seen that. I mean, in some races that are some elections that happened this week, it may not have been specifically about prices, but the president, except for immigration, the president's policies have been going down in the polls. And so, I think as prices increase, anybody who's going to go out and buy a car, for example, or even smaller goods and sees the big increase, they always blame the president. And so I think it could affect all Republicans with other elections coming up. This year we have governor's elections in New Jersey and Virginia. That could be a referendum on the Trump administration policies. And then 2026 is not that far away.
Hard to believe we're talking about 2026. There have been several new bills filed in the General Assembly, but I would like to start with the DAVE Act. And that would be a North Carolina equivalent to the DOGE program involving the state auditor. Governor Stein did say in his State of the State he would be in favor of some sort of assessment of the efficiency of state government. Where does the governor, you think, come down with this DAVE Act, and what comes of this?
Well, I think that's the real question. I mean, as we look to the national scene, some of the DOGE actions are really being seen as unpopular, and now the announcement's been made that Elon Musk is moving out of his role. So if the state pursues something similar with the DAVE Act, assuming it passes, that and there are large-scale changes to government programs, that may backfire. But if it's simply using a targeted approach to particular government agencies, that could be pretty popular. I mean, we already know that there could be a revenue problem with the state of North Carolina this year and next. And so cutting back on some expenses, may be something that keeps taxes from being affected.
David, as I let you go, we're a little over 100 days into the Stein administration. Do you get a sense there's a difference in the way Governor Stein and the General Assembly operate versus that of Governor Cooper previously?
Well, so far it's been a little bit more bipartisan. Now, again, we need to remember that we think about the Cooper administration over 8 years. Mm-hmm. you know, there are more times in which there was more bipartisanship. You know, the latter few years, it was pretty contentious because of the supermajority that the Republicans had in both chambers. So I think right now there is no supermajority, although it's a very slim, simple majority. I think Governor Stein is taking a more cooperative approach with the legislators, but I think, you know, we're still just at the beginning of April, and the more difficult times are going to come in the next few months when the budget is finalized, when some of these other bills come forward that Governor Stein's going to get a lot of pressure from Democrats to oppose.
Mayor of the College Political Science Professor David McLennan. David, I always appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to talking again soon.
As do I, Chris.